Now time for locker room chat with Nemaha Central girls head basketball coach Haddon Hilgen after clinching an outright Big 7 league title, their seventh consecutive league title in a row and the final one in the Big 7 before the merger with the Mideast next year. But we'll get to that when we get to it, as we'll talk about the sub-state matchup coming up here in a bit as well. But first, talking about these two games from this past week that we broadcasted right here on KMZA. You guys were able to defeat Jefferson West by a final score of 46-25, and you guys came out firing, making three threes in the first quarter. Reagan Garrity got out to a great start. Emma Hermish made some threes. Overall, a really solid effort versus the Tigers.
Yeah, definitely was, and something that we've kind of we've been doing here as of late is getting out to a quick start, and we did that again. And, you know, second quarter, we kind of went through a lull there, but then the third quarter, we came back out and put 18 more points on the board to really blow the game open. And, you know, just played really sound basketball on both ends of the floor.
And Callie ended up leading the team in scoring with 12 points. She was 5 for 7 from the free throw line. She was our player of the game in that one. And then you guys defeat Riverside handily as well on Tuesday, and you guys clinch your league title outright. And Cammie Dollinghouse, she was something else. She scored 12 points in the first quarter, 18 for the game, all of those coming in the first half. Also, Emma Hermish continues to shoot well. I mean, this is another really overall solid effort from you guys.
Yeah, we came out, you know, firing on all cylinders, put up 20 the first quarter. Cammie was attacking, you know, from the start, which is really good to see, especially she's getting really comfortable shooting the three-point shot, which is something we've been asking her to do, and she's got a lot of confidence with it right now, and that just adds to, you know, other teams, they can't sag off her as much now, and then she's able to get to the rim and finish at the rim. So she had a really, really solid first quarter and first half, and Emma continues to shoot the ball with confidence. I think every time, you know, she shoots it, she feels it's going in, and it was just a lot of fun to watch that first half last night.
So now you guys will be taking on St. Mary's, and you guys are familiar with them. You guys played them at home all the way back on December 5th. You guys dropped that game, a final score of 39-34. But whenever I bring up this game, when I broadcast, you guys always have to put a preface of saying this is a completely different Nemaha Central team than you were back on December 5th.
Yeah, definitely. And we feel that way. You know, we made reference to that last night, that going all the way back to the second game and us scoring 6 points and a half. These girls have kind of found their way throughout the season. I know at the beginning of the year, we were struggling a little bit to score to replace our two leading scorers from last year. And it took us maybe a little while longer than I thought. But these girls have definitely found their roles and are playing our best basketball at the right time.
And we'll be broadcasting that game. That'll be on Tuesday right here on KMZA. That'll be at 7 o'clock as Nemaha Central, the 2 seed, and St. Mary's is the 7 seed. And then further on in the bracket, if you guys take care of business, you guys will take on the winner of Rossville and Riley County. And on the other side of the bracket, there are some really good teams on the top half. Beloit is the 5 seed at 15-5. Minneapolis also the same identical record, 15-5. And then, of course, Silver Lake, 19-0. I mean, there's nobody under 500 in this sub-state. It is just incredible how stacked this is from top to bottom.
Yeah, it's I've never seen it like that in my 14 years of being a head coach. You know, it says a lot about our area schools, how competitive it is around here. You know, typically you get a first-round game where you can maybe, you know, you're going to win. That isn't the case. Everybody's got to put in a scout. You got to put in a couple, 2 to 3 solid days of practice preparing for that first-round game just to get to the second. So, you know, I guess that's what it should be this time of year. It's you know, you're only guaranteed your next game. So we're going to be ready for St. Mary's on Tuesday. Notice that they got us here last time, and I know the girls are definitely looking for a little revenge.
Absolutely. If you guys win, you'll be playing on Friday, March the 1st at Riley County. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. Best of luck this week.
Thank you, Jared.
That was Nemaha Central girls head basketball coach Haddon Hilgen here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Hauk Seed.